It's the Alzheimer Show on WGN Radio. Local.
John Catanzaro, he's the Fraternal Order of Police Lot 7 president. Was this the right choice?
At this time and juncture, it's a breath of fresh air.
Informative.
Ark Alexakis, frontman of the band Everclear. What do you say to that young band that wants to make a career in music?
Stick together. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Entertaining.
We're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell.
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you something like Sway Calloway?
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is The Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to click on that link and listen in. Well, with the migrant crisis persisting and more buses coming to the city every week, some advocacy groups have set their sights on the Thompson Center because they think it could work as a temporary shelter. As you know, Governor Pritzker sold the Thompson Center to the Prime Group for $70 million, and Google plans to actually buy the space upon renovations and move into it by 2026. Roger Romanelli, he's part of the Cook County Coalition for Humane Migrant Management. He joins me on the hotline right now. Hey, how are you?
Brian, I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So first of all, what made you guys think about using the Thompson Center as a temporary place for the migrants?
Brian, it's as simple as one, two, three. Number one, the families of Chicago and Cook County cannot pay one more dollar in taxes. We cannot afford $1 in taxes. Right. If anything's going to be taking care of the migrants, Joe Biden needs to give Chicago and Cook County as much money as we need. Number two, Brian, the people, the existing residents of Chicago and Cook County who are suffering, are homeless, are people who need addictions counseling, are people who need jobs. These people need our government services immediately. So number three, we said, we have to find one central location that's easy for the governments to work together and has all the facilities the migrants need. And Brian, it's right in front of our eyes. It's the former Illinois government building, and Google needs to make a deal and help the people of Chicago and Cook County.
Have you reached out to the Prime Group with this idea, and what has been their response?
Great question, Brian. We had our first press conference to roll this idea out this past Wednesday morning, and we are going to hand deliver a letter to the Google offices Monday afternoon. Look, Brian, this is all about Google. This is a company. We all use their services. We're very grateful for their services. Their CEO, his name is Sundar Pichai, he is one of the co-leaders of a group called Welcome US. He just tweeted out in June, it says, Welcome U.S. has helped resettle 200,000 newcomers seeking refuge in the United States. So he's promoting this issue. He's saying, you know, we got to take care of the migrants. And yes, we have to be humane. The question is, what is Google doing for Chicago and Cook County? And now is the time for Google to step up. All they have to do is say, hey, go ahead and let the city and county lease that building temporarily, and let's take care of the migrants.
Right. And the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, he's already moved forward with this $29 million contract to build these tents for when it gets cold outside. Do you think that money can be diverted to kind of renovate the Thompson Center while these migrants are there?
Well, let me simply say, as an urban planner for 30 years, my heart is broken. I think Mayor Johnson is in the wrong direction. And frankly, we just reported his conduct to the Chicago Inspector General. He's illegally put migrants in two buildings in the Fulton Market area, illegally. Mm-hmm. Brian, let's be honest. You and me, let's be honest here, okay? Here comes the winter. Nobody in Chicago should be living in tents. They don't have physical bathrooms there. They can't cook their food there. Look, Mayor Johnson is headed in the wrong direction. He's been headed in the wrong direction several times. Here's the opportunity for Mayor Johnson to fix his path. So the tent idea is completely insane. Mayor Johnson, Cook County Board President, Governor Pritzker, get their act together. The Thompson Center is right across from their offices, okay? So not only can they use the Thompson Center, but Mayor Johnson and President Preckwinkle can go over there every day and make sure that it's providing quality service. Brian, let's be honest. These migrants that have come to Chicago, What happens if they get involved in a crime? They're out walking around the streets. They get hit in the head by somebody. They have no ID. They have no operation. They got to be close to government. There's no better building than the Thompson Center.
We're talking with Roger Romanelli. He's with the Cook County Coalition for Humane Migrant Management. With this idea, have you brought it up to any of the aldermen, to the governor? What has been their response?
It's another great question. This Monday, October 2nd at 5 o'clock, we're going to have a rally at the City Hall building, and we are going to hand deliver letters to the mayor, the Cook County Board President, and the governor right before our 5 o'clock rally. And we're going to say, look, work together and do the work on the Thompson Center. And let me just say about the Thompson Center. Brian, you've been in there, right? You've been in that building, haven't you, in the past?
It's huge. It's huge.
Well, it's huge. Not only that, as you know, Brian, it's got full-service kitchen facilities in the basement, full-service bathrooms. It's got offices where you could have doctors, nurses. You could have educational screening, government screening. But the other thing, Brian, I have seen two-year-old, three-year-old, one-year-old migrant children sitting on sidewalks. They could have a whole play area down there in the Thompson Center for the kids. So, look, the building's available. It's perfect. It's right there near all the government offices. The migrants have to be downtown. President Preckwinkle's buying hotels in Oak Park and Evanston, putting people who never set foot in the United States up in Oak Park and Evanston. What do they know about Oak Park and Evanston? They need to be downtown. Let's be clear. Mayor Johnson and President Preckwinkle are spending millions and millions and millions of our taxes, and then they're going to try to raise our taxes. They are in the wrong direction. And if they don't fix their direction, both of them should resign.
All right. And there you have it. Roger Romanelli. He's part of the Cook County Coalition for Humane Migrant Management. Let's hope we go in the right direction and getting that Thompson Center for the migrants. Thanks so much for joining me.
Brian, thanks for the interview. Have a great day.